We'll say there is. We know that this is Parshas Tazria, so the Torah introduces us to the concept of Saras, right? A concept that we're going to spend this week's Parsha, next week's Parsha, and again, I always mention this, but you know, we loosely translate Saras as leprosy, but of course, we know that Saras is a physical manifestation of a spiritual malady. A person is ill, spiritually ill. Chazal discussed the various spiritual illnesses for which Saras presents itself. Some say it's Lashon Hara, others say it's Kas, anger. Whatever it is, there's something negative inside of me that ultimately, again, is manifesting itself externally in these symptoms of Saras. So the Torah says as follows. The Torah says, this is in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Beis, chapter 13, verse 2. Adam says, if a person will have on his skin some type of lesion, so we'll say, what's the halacha? The halacha is you have to go to Aaron HaKohen or to one of his sons, the Kohanim. So there's much written about this idea as to why Dafka the Kohanim, right? Why the Kohanim have to be the ones ultimately, again, who decide on Saras. No one else, even if someone is proficient. I have learned all of the halachas of Saras backwards and forwards. It cannot be a non-Kohen. Only a Kohen could paskin on Saras. So we'll say, interestingly enough, the Gemara goes ahead and also discusses what happens if the Kohen himself contracts Saras. So what happens? A Kohen can't paskin on his own Saras. Kohen can't paskin his own Saras. Because the Mishnah Maseches Negoim writes as follows, Kala Negoim Adam Roeh, because a person could look, a Kohen could look at all Negoim, Chutz Menige Atzmo, with the exception of his own affliction. So of course, I will say, in the Svarim darshan this in an incredible, profound way. Kala Negoim Adam Roeh, Chutz Menige Atzmo. A person could see all afflictions except his own. So, of course, ultimately, again, in a halachic sense, what it's saying is, if I'm the Kohen, I can examine everyone else's saras. The one person's saras I cannot examine is my own. And, of course, on a deeper level, I will say, what Chazal are teaching us is what? That we have an incredible ability to sense the shortcomings and faults of everyone around us. The one person sometimes we are unable to detect the shortcomings and faults of are our own. Ein Adam Roe Nige Atzmo. Right? Or Kol HaNegoim Adam Roe. I'm able to see all of the afflictions. I'm able to see all of the shortcomings and negative traits in everyone around me. Chutz Mi Nige Atzmo. With the exception of my own. Rabbi said, this is an incredibly profound idea. That sometimes, again, even though we're so perceptive in the world around us, and we're so perceptive in the people around us, very often we lack, either willingly or unwillingly, that same perception when it comes to our own struggles, our own faults, and our own shortcomings. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, takes this one step further, and he has such an incredible drush in these words. So the words are very important. This is from the Mishnah Negoim. Kol HaNegoim Adam Roeh, Chutz Mi Nege Atzmo. All negaim, all afflictions a person could see, except for his own afflictions. So we'll say, so the Rebbe goes ahead, and he puts the comma in a little bit of a different place. He says, listen to this. Kol ha-negaim adam roeh. Right? Kol ha-negaim adam roeh. Anything. Kol nega umum ruchni sha-adam roeh. Any affliction, any spiritual malady, any shortcoming that you see, comma, chutz. Chutz means what? Bachutz, Eitzes Zulaso. So I will say, anything that you see negative in the other, called Negoim Sha'adam Roeh, called Negoim Adam Roeh, anything you see in the other, Chutz, outside of the other, then what? No, Menige Atzmo. Know that that is a reflection of your own Negoim. Rashi says, Hu Roeh Osam Bechavero, Michevan Shu Atzmo, Lakui Bemumim Elu. Says the Rebbe, whatever negativity you see in the other, know that the world is your mirror. The Rebbe quotes the Baal Shem Tov, who says, "Butoras Baal Shem Tov Ayadua, Shekasher Adam Roeh Ra Bezulaso." When you see something negative in your fellow, ultimately again, Harizu Hochacha Shemein Oso Ra Nimtza Bo Biatzmo. Know that ultimately again, what you're seeing is the negativity which is present in yourself. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says about say that the world is our mirror. Other people are our mirror. Kol negoim adam roa. Whatever you see ultimately, again, that's negative, either in your fellow Jew, or sometimes in the world, if you see it, chutz, you see it on the outside of someone or something else, minigi atzmo. Ultimately, again, that's a reflection of something that you have to work with, and Rabosai, or work on. Now let's say, understand how profound this is. Because a lot of times we go through life, and we're not exactly sure what we need to work on or what we need to do. And the Rebbe says, just open your eyes. And whatever you see around you, whatever negativity you perceive, whatever faults and shortcomings that you may see in the other, that's a reflection of you. So if you see something negative in your family members, you see something negative in your friends, you see something negative in wherever it is, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving you the most incredible message. If you see it, that's because it's reflecting your own deficiencies, your own shortcomings. Use the world as your mirror. Two profound lessons from one small statement in a Mishnah Gun. Well, this is an incredible, a Mishnah in the Gun could change your life. Whoever thunk it, right? Incredible, incredible. Kol negaim adam roeh chutz minigei atzmo tells us that I will say sometimes we are blinded to our own deficiencies. We are so preoccupied with telling everybody else what's wrong with them and what they need to work on that we forget to look inward. And on a deeper level, kol negaim adam roeh, whatever you see chutz on the outside of other people or in the outside world, minigei atzmo. Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving you the great gift of looking in the mirror. When you perceive what's broken around you, internalize the message. Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving you the greatest gift, the gift of knowing what to work on, the gift of knowing what to perfect. And although we don't have this tzaras, and Abosei, you know, tzaras was an incredible gift. It was a gift. Because Abosei, to get instantaneous feedback from God that you're not on the right derech in life, to get that kind of feedback is a big bracha. So we don't have that type of instantaneous feedback. But the Rebbe is teaching us is we do get feedback. Because ultimately, again, when you see something negative in the world, that's the feedback of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you see it, work on it. If you see it, internalize it. If it's broken outside, that means that it's broken inside. And ultimately, again, that's the call to action to us. If you see that it's broken in others, if you see that it's broken in the world, then find the courage to fix it in yourself. Shabbos.
A lot of stuff here.